It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Hello. I'm going to take my headphones out. What's going on? Nothing is labeled. The Mac doesn't label anything. Let's try. Hello? No, that's not it either. All right, please stand by.
All right, well, enough of that. Let's talk about a site. I'm trying something here. Central Spain records temperatures of negative 25 C after snowstorm. You heard that right. Officials have warned the elderly to stay at home. At least 7 people have died due to weather. The last 2 victims were homeless people in Barcelona. The temperature reached negative 13 degrees Fahrenheit in Molina de Aragon and Teruel in mountains east of Madrid, Spain's coldest night for at least 20 years. Deep snow left by Storm Filomena has turned to ice, disrupting transport. There's been an extraordinary quantity of snow and ice for Spain, where winters are usually quite mild. Spanish Siberia is the subheadline. Molina de Aragon, where the coldest overnight temperature was recorded, is 197 kilometers northeast of Madrid. It lived up to its nickname, the Spanish Siberia. We're going to have this cold for a few more days, but we all pull together. A local woman, Yoli Asenio, told the BBC's All right, test. 1, 2, 3. I think I'm back. Testing. Let's see what happens. Fantastic. There's a significant delay from when I start talking when I hear it or when I got a response, but fantastic. At least we're going out. And so let's get started. It's 1909 UTC. I had my new lapel mic thing, and I connected it all up to the computer, to my laptop. You know, this will work. And then when I tried to listen to it, it was toasty. It did not work well. So then I took the thing and connected it to a different way, and it still kept sounding bad. And then eventually, it was 1910 UTC. So we're here. We're live. It is January 15th, 2024. It is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. That's going on. But unfortunately, it's also super cold day, at least here in throughout most of the United States. At least here in Austin, we're sitting at, let's see, let's pull up the weather map here real quick. We're sitting at 24 degrees Fahrenheit, which, why is it in Fahrenheit? So exceptionally frustrated right now, but it's okay. I'm learning to deal with my emotions a little bit better, I think, I hope.
Slowly but surely. I emailed the Weather Underground asking them why my the amount of money I send them doesn't let me log into the website. They've conveniently not replied to my email. So anyway, Weather Underground, don't give them any money. I hope they go out of business. Anyway, presently it's negative 5 degrees C, feels like negative 11, or in Fahrenheit, it's 24, feels like 13. We're not going to get any rain here. But up in North Texas, they're having a lot of plenty of time, like Dallas and Fort Worth area. They're around 19 degrees Fahrenheit. So yeah, I'm sure it's colder everywhere else, but yeah. Let's chat what's going on in comm. If you want to chat during the show, all you need to do is SSH over to sdf.org. Once you're there, launch Komode chat by typing COM, that's Charlie Oscar Mike, press enter, press G for go to, and then type Anon Radio, all lowercase, all one word, and that will take you into the Anon Radio room where you can hang out with Tobe and me and Quentin, Thriggs in the house, as well as Publius. So good times, one and all. A big tip, important piece, really. Press space before you type your response. Otherwise, you're just going to send a whole bunch of commands into comm, like I just did. So just do 1 second here. All right, cool. Do, 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 ba, 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 ba. Let's just plus all the people hanging out, and then we'll get into some news. Oh my gosh, my network is, my lag to comm is bad right now, also, which is extra beautiful. Oh yeah, I meant to plug something from SDF. You may or may not have gotten the email. But if you have, if you're a super fan of SDF, they've got a 36th anniversary framed print. It's not super cheap. They're asking 360 bucks. But email membership if you're interested in this framed art piece, and they can tell you more about it. And all right, I think that's all I want to do right now. Let's get into the news. Feels so weird. I'm all over the place here. How about we do this?
Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
That's right. And SDF is powered, Anon Radio is powered by SDF. SDF, powered by you. Thank you for being here. Thanks for hanging out. Let's get going. There's lots of death and destruction to talk about, even on MLK Day. So first, Columbia mudslide kills at least 33 people and injures dozens of others. The death toll of a mudslide in Western Columbia rose to 33, the government said Saturday. The mudslide struck a busy municipal road on Friday in mountainous area connecting the cities of Quibdó and Medellin. The National Disaster Risk Management Unit said initially in a statement that at least 18 people had died. The agency also said at least 35 people were injured and taken to various hospitals. The new death toll was reported by the Vice President Francia Marquez on the social platform X, also known as Twitter. She also tweeted that some of the victims are minors and that other people remain trapped under the mud. A search operation was ongoing for missing people. One of the drowning, I think, would be kind of almost a like after, you know, drowning or smoke inhalation, you know, it's scary, but then you lose consciousness quickly. Dying in a mud, compressed under a mudslide, seems like the slow version of drowning, which seems like a terrible, terrible thing. Minors, under 18. Medellin. Medellin. Oh, yeah. Medellin. I guess it's probably better than Medellin. Yeah. Medellin. And minors, like, as in, like, people, youths, which is not really a huge surprise. If there's a mudslide, it's going to just kill anybody in its way. It's not going to be like, oh, sorry, you're a baby. Let me go around you. But don't worry, there's plenty of other death and destruction out there. Of course, there's lots of death happening over there in Palestine, and in Israel. At least one person's been killed and 17 wounded in a car ramming attack in central Israel. Israeli police said two Palestinian suspects from the occupied West Bank city of Hebron were arrested in connection with Monday's attacks in the city of Ra'anana, north of Tel Aviv. Both suspects were Hebron residents who entered Israel illegally and are in police custody, the police said on Twitter. In an earlier statement, police said two suspects stole vehicles and ran over a number of residents in different locations. So, lots of chaos going on over there. But, you know, still death and destruction happening all over the place. Sometimes, though, you just want to take a nice, relaxing stroll through the sky. That's not how that works, though. Unfortunately, four people have died and one person is critically injured after a hot air balloon crashed into the ground in Arizona on Sunday. The incident occurred around 7:50 local time, which is in Elroy, a desert area roughly 65 miles or 105 kilometers south of Phoenix. There were five people on board when the balloon crashed. The cause of the accident is currently unknown. Police in Elroy said they are investigating in conjunction with the National Transportation Safety Board and the Federal Aviation Administration to determine the cause. Something catastrophic occurred with the balloon, local police told CBS. When the hot air balloon initially took off on Sunday, there were 13 total adults on board, a balloon operator, four passengers, and eight skydivers. Ah, okay. Elroy Mayor Micah Powell said at a press conference, the crash occurred shortly after the skydivers completed their jump. Investigators arrived at the scene shortly after the crash to examine the downed balloon, identified by the NTSB as a Cameron Balloons A160 aircraft. The exact cause of the accident is under investigation, the spokesperson said, but the NTSB identified the balloon had an unspecified problem with its envelope. The Elroy Police Department has not identified the victims in the crash, but the family of Katie Bartram, a 28-year-old registered nurse, identified her as one of the people who died. Mayor Powell said Elroy has a very large skydive community due to its large drop zone, an area where skydivers can land. The craft will be brought to a secure facility for additional evaluation. While we continue our efforts, we ask for thoughts and support for the families and loved ones affected, according to the police. So, pretty wild. Can you imagine, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm too scared to jump out, skydive, but I'll go with my loved one for support. And then you go up in the wicker basket controlled by a flamethrower, as Quentin points out. And what happens? The people with parachutes jump off and are fine. And the people who don't have parachutes crash to the ground and die. Really bummer there. Welcome, Afghans. Welcome, welcome. Thanks for tuning in. As in the people who play Minecraft. You know, what's funny is a lot of minors, under 18-year-olds, play Minecraft. So they are miners, as in they're digging around for minerals. But also, older people play Minecraft. There's a big Minecraft community here on SDF, too. All right. Well, don't worry. You can't just die from a horrific plane, balloon crash. Goodbye, Afghans. See you later. You can also die in a plane crash. Three people were killed in a small plane crash in Massachusetts. A deadly small plane crash resulted in all three people inside the plane losing their life. I don't know who writes these headlines, but I sometimes think it must be a robot because they just are so much nonsense. Three people have been killed in a small plane crash on Sunday. The victims have been identified by state police is a 68-year-old, a 29-year-old, and a 53-year-old. They were flying. The owner of Fly Lugu Flight School in West Hampton was a flight instructor for the school, and one of them was a student. Investigators believe the plane, a Beechcraft 55 Baron twin piston, took off from the Barnes Airport in Westfield around 11:06 a.m. on Sunday. Sometime later, a dog walker called police to say that a small plane had crashed. Police said the plane had crashed into a clearing on the side of a wooded mountain on the Greenfield-Laden Town Lean in the Laden Wildlife Area. They confirmed they were investigating the crash where there were no survivors. And, yeah, Federal Aviation Administration is also reported by local outlets to be looking into the incident. Over in Poolville, Texas, a similar plane crash occurred on the same day that went down around 1:15 p.m. A twin-engine Cessna 310 crashed with three people on board. So, small planes, apparently not enough. So, yeah, if you're in a balloon, You can go up with 13 people and end up with five injured, or just go up in a small plane with 3 people and you get 100%. I guess it depends on what percentage of survival you want. I don't know. Anyway, but that's not the only place 3 people died in Texas. A border dispute between the White House and Texas has escalated after 3 people drowned. That's right. A dispute between the White House and Texas intensified after the Biden administration declared that state officials acted unconstitutionally by blocking federal agents from a section of the border where a migrant mother and 2 children down in the Rio Grande. That's right. The United States and, well, more specifically Texas and our good guy Greg Abbott and Ken Paxton, they send guys down there and they just watch people drown in the river. They put up these buoys and then just like watch them die. So yeah, please be sure you vote Republican in Texas, the party of watching people die. The Texas Military Department, because that should be a department of the state, had fenced off a large public park at Eagle Pass last week on the orders of the Republican Governor Greg Abbott, who boasted on Friday we're not allowing Border Patrol on the property anymore. The Mexican woman, her 8-year-old daughter, and a 10-year-old son drowned near Shelby Park later the same day. Border agents, believing they were still alive, were physically barred by Texas authorities from entering the park. Texas's failure to provide access to the border persists even in the instances of imminent danger to life and safety. So yeah, the article goes on, but that's kind of the long and short of it. If you're within 100 miles of the border, don't expect to have any rights, and expect the worst possible things you could expect out of humanity. Just keep on a rolling, because our border's not the only bad border. Myanmar rebel group claims control of an Indian border town. What? Ethnic insurgents in western Myanmar say they've captured an important town on one of the main routes to India from military forces. The Arkan Army, or AA, one of 3 armed groups that launched a major new offensive against the military in October, says it's taking control of Palatwa in Chin State. There's not a single military council camp left in the entire Palatwa area, the group said on its Telegram channel. Myanmar's military has not commented. Developments in Palatwa, which lies close to Myanmar's border with India and Bangladesh, will be closely watched by Delhi. The town is part of an ongoing multi-million-dollar development project backed by India that aims to improve connectivity in the remote region. The AA is one of the newest but best equipped of Myanmar's many ethnic armed groups and has been battling the military and gaining ground. So let's see. Even before the military grabbed power in February 2021, AA fighters had made significant gains in Rakhine. 2 years ago, it claimed control of 60% of the state. Gert Froby. Greg Agate. Calm is a fun place sometimes. And let's see. Here's some more. There's so much news. It's just insane. We're gonna run out of time, but thousands of tractors have blocked Berlin as farmers are protesting over fuel subsidy cuts. Remember, a subsidy is when the government artificially suppresses a price of something, usually. Thousands of tractors have brought Berlin's city center to a standstill as farmers across Germany protested on Parliament's doorstep over rising costs and a plan to phase out agricultural fuel subsidies. An estimated 30,000 protesters, including farmers, supported by a wide range of representatives from other industries, including fishing to gastronomy to logistics, blocked the streets around the government quarter on Monday with vehicles, including lorries and forklift trucks, and even children's toy tractors. Joachim, J-O-A-C-H-I-M. I thought that would be Joachim, but I may be wrong. Wookweed, the president of the German Farmers Union, called on the government to scrap its plans to phase out fuel subsidies, warning that many farmers would be driven to bankruptcy. The government has the ability to change this, he told thousands of protesters. This much is too much. The finance minister and the main force behind the decision was greeted with loud boos and whistles as he took the stage to address the rally. Your protest is legitimate. Your protest is peaceful, he told the protesters. But his words were hardly heard above the angry tumult. He acknowledged that the angry farmers went beyond the diesel subsidy. Something has been brewing for decades, he said. We need to talk. He added that a new phase had arrived in which we need to speak afresh about what the function of the state is. Let's see. Representatives of hospitality and attendance are demanding the government withdraw its recent VAT increase on restaurants from 7% to 19%. And tractors blared their horns, showed headlights. I'm trying to summarize it because there's just so much, apparently a complex issue here. The agricultural minister is quoted saying, the problem is not just the question of agricultural diesel. The problem is that no one spoke to them about it. He said, protesters have finally achieved the feat of putting issues such as the pivotal role of farmers in the food supply chain at the top of the agenda. Some protesters had arrived with vehicles piled high with manure, and they planned to dump at the door of the Bundestag. But they were dissuaded from doing so in a last-minute negotiation between police and organizers. Joaquin. Ah, good deal. Thanks, Tope. And to the Publius. So yeah, anyway, it's just pretty wild. These protests are getting pretty big. I don't know. It's kind of wild sometimes when you think about it, because I don't know. It seems like it should be much more clear cut what farmers get from the state and what the farmers provide to the government, all that stuff. Quit and pointing out farmers do understand bullshit. Don't try it. All right, what's going on? I'm just having a little bit of an anxiety freak out, but it's okay. We're going to calm down and just keep on moving. In Iceland, the lava flows are finally slowing down, but still many towns are lost. In Mauritius, a cyclone named Belal, B-E-L-A-L, is approaching, so they're expecting it to cause some serious damage. So watch out for that, and we'll have more news on that tomorrow, probably, with the flooding. North Korea is saying it's tested a solid-fuel ballistic missile tipped with a hypersonic warhead. North Korea said it had successfully test-fired a new ballistic missile tipped with a hypersonic maneuverable warhead, the latest breakthrough in its pursuit of advanced weaponry to threaten South Korea and U.S. targets. So, that's from France 24. Calm down, Marcus. Calm down, DJ Marcus. Publius pointing out insight into Germany. The German government has no coherent policy at this point on anything. Maybe a bit of a stretch, but yeah. The Louvre is adding €5 to ticket prices as Paris is preparing to host the Summer Olympics. Visitors' view on the increase say it's almost a 30% rise, and the hotel or the museum is saying it's to cover rising energy costs. Israel and Gaza are still fighting. In Nigeria, a young woman is breaking gender bias by running her own phone tech repair shop. Something I just wanted to highlight that men and women can repair things. There's no gender-specific bias in any of anything tech-related. Northern Nigeria is where this was going on. I just thought it was very cool. I'm glad for her. In the U.S., some cities are implementing mask policies again. Cases of the hospitalizations for respiratory viruses, including COVID, the flu, and RSV, continue rising. And some health systems have begun returning to mask and limited visitation policies. As health officials warn, hospital capacity may become strained. Man, we are almost out of time. Just a few seconds to go. I'll be back tomorrow at 1900 UTC. Stick around for the Dubious Goals Committee with Tope. Share the ears every goddamn day at 1930 UTC, just like it's going to happen now in 3 seconds.